Once again, we have these readings and propers from Sunday, because these are feria of the week of Septuagesima. And of course, there are many saints that are to be celebrated, but not so many today, especially not any that we know. But we look again at the Epistle of St. Paul to the Corinthians, who reminds us that those who run the race, that is, a regular race, a marathon, a sprint, they discipline their bodies, they have a diet, they have certain hours of sleep and certain hours of awaking, and they abstain from certain things, such as wine. And they do this so they can be prepared physically to run this race, which is so very important to them. He says this so that they can receive a crown of laurels, which of course fades and falls apart and is gone. It's nothing. He says, however, we run not for this crown, but for the crown of heaven. That is, that for which we long, that for which we suffer, that for which we persevere. And indeed, it is so. And so, we continue to beseech Almighty God to grant us this crown of glory. Not a crown of laurel, which fades, but the crown of glory, which never shall fade. And this, in order to achieve, we must suffer, discipline ourselves, and do good and not evil. So today, as we continue with these sacred mysteries in which we are so gifted, not only with the holy sacrifice of the Mass, not only with the holy sacrament of communion, but also with the ability to share a few moments with Him in the monstrance and to receive His blessing. What a wonderful gift that is, that we would not be able to have if He had not done everything that He did for us and for our salvation. And so we give thanks to God for these wonderful blessings. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.